wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is a goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
Clap your hands and have your seat. God bless you so much this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Clap your hands again unto the Lord. We are all welcome to this blessed Sunday morning. You are all looking wonderful. Clap for yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. This month, by the special grace of God, we are sailing on the prophetic theme, I will serve the Lord. Everyone say, I will serve the Lord. Shout it, I will serve the Lord. Oh, I can feel you. Shout it, I will serve the Lord. If your mouth is yours, shout it, I will serve the Lord. Praise the Lord. I will serve the Lord. And on the Sundays, we are doing a teaching series titled Running with the Prize in View. Running with the Prize in View. Running with the Prize in View. The objective of this teaching is threefold. One, to know what is God's vision for His people. What is God's vision for His people? The end time. And as a church, what is God's vision for us in this season? Number two, how can we run to accomplish this vision? What are the things we have to do to see accomplishment in the fulfilling of this divine vision? And number three, as we become obedient in pursuing that vision, what blessings are available to us? So these three objectives is what this teaching is geared towards achieving. Praise the Lord. In the writings of Paul in Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14, Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14, he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Anyone that walks with God must understand that there is always something you have to do. Because this one thing I do. Anytime you are working with God and you are not doing anything, it means you will never progress. The only way to keep progressing is to keep moving. Like I'm standing here. The only way I will progress is to keep moving. If I don't move and I stand, there is no progress. And in moving, you do something. You do something. You apply a force. Motion, being in motion requires putting some force. There's one thing I do. Praise the Lord. He said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Verse 14. He said, I press towards the mark for the prize. Someone say the prize. I press towards the mark. Why am I pressing? Because there is a prize in view. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Everyone say, running with the prize in view. So God expects us as a commission this year, in this year of explosion, to fulfill His will and His purpose concerning our life and concerning His church. God has a purpose. God has a plan for you as an individual this year. God has a purpose. God has a plan for we as a commission. And expect us that in this season, everyone come to terms with that purpose and plan and start to pursue it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In pursuing, you must know that there is a prize in view. When I do what God says I should do, there is a reward for me. There is a reward. I press towards the mark for the prize. Someone say the prize. Someone say the prize. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8, Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have run the race. And now is laid for me a crown. So Paul always had a crown in mind. He had a prize in mind. There is something that is laid for me. Praise the Lord. So you need to know that there is something to do. But that thing to do also, when you do it, there is a reward to be received. So you are not just doing, but you are also conscious of the reward. Conscious of what? The reward. Now, when we talk about vision, before we come to what is God's vision for our life, when we talk about vision, what is vision? What is vision in the context of scripture? In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, God spoke to Jeremiah and said, before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew thee. And I have ordained you as a prophet. Before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew thee. And I, God, have ordained you for something. I have ordained you as a prophet. So it means that God's ordination for man is what the man must look for when he comes on it. Praise the Lord. Before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew thee. And I have ordained thee. So I have programmed you for something. I have ordained thee. Before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew thee. And I have ordained thee. What is vision in the context of scripture? Vision is finding out God ordained you, finding out what God ordained your life for. Before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew thee. And he said, I have ordained you as a prophet. I have ordained thee. So it starts to reason that when a man comes to this earth, you need to locate what you have been ordained for. That is what we call vision. Knowing what God has ordained you for. Before I formed thee in thy mother's womb. I'm not talking about vision, but I want, it's one of the problems in this world. A lot of believers are messing their destiny up because they are not looking for what they have been ordained for. They are going for what is popular. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew thee and I ordained thee. I'm not talking about vision, but I want you to know before we zoom to what God vision for that child? You need to know what vision is. What has God programmed me for? So you don't do things because somebody else is doing. And I'm talking to especially parents. Look for God's ordination for your children. Don't let them follow what is popular. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Every parent here, be asking the Lord, what is your will for this, my son? What is your will for this, my daughter? What do you want? Don't think, don't look for what is popular. Oh, this is the professor, money is inside, so go and do. You go and do it and come and kill you. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And come and kill you. Before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew thee. So it is what discovering God have ordained your life for. It's what we call vision. Praise the Lord. Now, as a church, what is God's vision for us in this season? So in other words, in the mind of God, what does God want us to do in this season? What does God want us to do in this season? In the mind of God. In Proverbs chapter 14 verse 28, Proverbs chapter 14 verse 28, it said, in the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. In the multitude of people is the king's honor. Every kingdom, among the things that defines a great kingdom, is the number of people in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. The Mali kingdom in those days, in the 13th century, became very great because it was numerically populated. It nearly covered the whole of West Africa. Praise the Lord. Sundia Taketa Mansa Musa Kanka, who from history now, it said that he is the richest ever man that have ever lived. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Now, back to our nation. The Asante Kingdom became very popular because it covered territories and it had a great number of people. In the multitude of people is the king's honor. The British kingdom is the most powerful kingdom that has ever been because it had great conquests. Many people, many what? It conquered America, India. All India was under United Kingdom. That small country like that. All the Indians, billions of people, where they were controlling them, controlled America. That is why it is so powerful, and the queen is still a powerful person. So the multitude of people is what brings honor to God. God, who is the King of Kings, is honored with people. Praise the Lord. So when he came on earth, he had much following because in the multitude of people is his honor. In Ezekiel 36 verse 37, for that saith the Lord, I will yet be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like flock, and the holy flock as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feast, so that the waste cities be filled with flocks of men. 38, and they shall know that I am God. So God wants all the waste cities to be filled with flocks of men. So what is God's vision for our life as a church? The first thing is that he wants us to increase numerically, because he is honored when his house is full of people. Full of people. He is honored when his house is full of people. Praise the Lord. Yeah. He's honored when his house is full of people. So if you are God's child and you are not concerned about people coming to God's house, God doesn't see you as an honorable child.
As an honorable what?
No. Because his honor is in seeing people. And he honors those who honor him. He told Eli that I will honor you when you do what? You honor me. And I will dishonor you if you dishonor me. So God honors children who honors him. And one of the things that honors God is multitudes of people. So any child of God who is interested in bringing people to God's house, God honors you. God what? When God honors you, forget about any man. Praise the Lord. Yeah. God, this morning I was listening to my father, Bishop Oyedepo, and then he said, he has found out 7 keys that make people prosper on it. And the last of it is the work of your hands. That is the last. And when he was mentioning it, he mentioned 5. And I checked, and that's, you know, revelation is what makes the difference. If you see that it is the work of your hands that will prosper you, that is the key thing you depend on, you will die without not becoming anything. Yeah. There are things that are higher, that brings higher blessings. It's number 7. It's number 7. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? So, God is honored with people. And he wants his church, his people, his children, you and me, to give our heart to reaching out to people and bringing them to his house. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. God is honored. And in Ezekiel 36:37, he said, we read, he said, I will once more be inquired of by the house of Israel. I will once more, so the people will come to me and ask me, I will once more be inquired of by the house of Israel, and I, the Lord, will do it for them. What will I do? I will multiply them with men like flocks. So what did they come to ask me for? In their prayer, they were asking, Lord, give me a soul. Lord, give me somebody to take to your house, that the life of the person will be changed, that the life of the person will be transformed. Lord, give me a person to take to your house for him to change. That is what he's saying. I will once more be inquired of by Congress, and I will do it for them. So if you can be a child who can bring honor to God by bringing people to his house, you have to ask him in prayer. Ask him, Lord, this season, give me a soul to plant in your church. I don't just want to be in your house. I want to take people to your house. Give me a soul. Give me, you pray and you take practical steps by talking to people, inviting them. The king is calling you. The king is what? So what is God's vision for us? That his house will be numerically populated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was asking the Lord, okay, about how much? Okay, at least every week, 10%. 10%. What is 10%? 10%. Praise the Lord. Last week, first service, I think were 160 something or one adults. Or one, yeah, I think 160 something. So, 10% of it, every week, we are going to 200, 250. People are engaging. People are engaging. You are interested in people coming to the house of God. Not your life driving people from the house of God. You are interested. Engaging. Every week, 10%. Me, I am working on somebody to bring. You are working on somebody to bring. And why am I doing that? Not because we want God to be honored. We want God to be what? Honored. Why are we doing that? When people are in church, that is when they can make it to heaven. Look, you let people sit there and deceive you. Even those who are in church, some are finding it difficult to go to heaven. Let's tell you that doesn't go to church. God having ordained it like that. I can challenge any man from scripture. God having ordained it like that. That you can be out of the church and make it to heaven. When God himself came, he was going to church. In his days, it's called synagogue. Most of the miracles Jesus did, he did it in a church setting like this. When you read the Gospels, go and read it and see. Most of the miracles you know he did. He was preaching in a church setting. You know, many people have a lot of theories in their head. You know, the church is the body of Christ and all this. We are talking about you must be planted in a local church. Jesus was planted in his city, his town, church in Nazareth. He went to church and he opened the Bible. They gave him the Bible. He said, this day has this scripture been what? Fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. Peter said, judgment will begin from where? And if those in the house are wanting, then those are about, he didn't say in the church, he said in the house of what? The Lord. Nyamifie, it will start. Tiyenya ye ba sorry, no yena atemu ni abe. It will say, say ya kura ye wa sorry. Say ye bu ya tena everyone is a question mark beba. Omo mu ya de. Omo abonting. You that hasn't go, and you say you are a Christian. You worship in your house. You are, praise the Lord. So we have an ordination this season to make God be honored. For his house to be full. Number two, what is God's vision for us? Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20, it says, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Praise the Lord. Ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God. God's house, it's a family. Everyone say family. When we talk about a household, we mean a group of people that eat from the same bowl, like in the normal definition of a household. So like in the house I live, there are different households. My family is one household.
You can be living in one house, but there can be 5 households, 10 households, depending on the setting there. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Even 2 people may be living in one room, but they may have 2 households, 3 households. Are you getting it? There are families like that. People are living as households. There's no unity. You are not together. You are one household. You are different households. You are just living together, but you are not together. Praise the Lord. God's house is a household. And as a household, it's a family. So, God expects us to live in the church as families. Everyone say families. Someone say families. Families. So, a group of people that eat from the same bowl, that have the same mind, that have the same understanding, that cares for one another in the church. Praise the Lord. So God spoke to me and said, make my church be a church family. Make my church be what? A church family. Church family. So in that regard, where in the church, we are together, but there are families in the church. Everyone say families. Someone say families. Not families from our houses. Not like me, my wife, and my children. No, no, no. We are talking about, you have another family in the church. You have another family what? Where in the church? Sister A is your family member. Sister B is your family member. Brother A is your family member. Who is different from your child, your daughter, your wife, your husband, your uncle? Praise the Lord. Are you understanding? Are you understanding? Are you getting the revelation of it? The church is designed as families. So just as we have natural human family, the church also must be a family. And in this season, God spoke to me and said, make, divide my church into church families. And what is a church family? A church family is a number of people, are you getting, belonging to a commission, belonging to this church, who sees themselves as brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, from the same point of view. Same point of what? So we'll be breaking ourselves to church families, which is different from our families, our natural biological families we have. Praise the Lord. What is its essence? Its essence is to, for us, for you and me, praise the Lord, to cater for others apart from your own biological family. Where you are seeing that this is my church family mother, this is my church family uncle, this is my church family auntie, this is my church family brother, this is my church family what? Sister. So you care for him or her just as you care for your biological brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Are you understanding? Is it a good thing? Clap your hands to the Lord for it. I was 13 and God said, divide my church into church families. And then he showed me this. He said, the household of God is a body of saints that eat from the same bowl. So break my church into families.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Where I am a church family father, you are a church family mother, somebody's a church family brother, somebody's a church family sister, somebody's a church family uncle, somebody's a church family what? Auntie. Which is different from your uncle and your auntie, your mother, your father who gave birth to you and all those things. This one is church. This one is what? Church. You are concerned about his birthday. You are concerned about his health. You are concerned about his life. You are concerned about his education, her education, everything, his marriage, her marriage. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Clap your hands to the Lord. You know, what makes man great? It's revelation and application of it. What makes man great is revelation and application of it. Through this revelation, you will see that somebody who was nobody. Look, God has told me one day, I don't know when, but the president of this nation will be a member of this church. Praise the Lord. I saw it in 2013, the president of Ghana will be a conqueror. I don't know when and I don't know how, but I know, I believe. Now nobody can discourage me. I'm not a prophet. There are things I've said, it didn't have anything, but it came to pass. So I told somebody before, I didn't even believe myself I was a prophet, but now I believe. Now I myself believe that I am what? A prophet. By virtue of the things some people once came to them, they didn't look it. But it came to what? Pass. Praise the Lord. So that his church will be broken into church families. Clap your hands to the Lord. Wonderful. So I'll be teaching it, and I think third week of this month we will start to break ourselves into church families. Into church what? Families. Church families. Church families. Church families. Praise God. Number three, what is God's vision for us? Let me just point this one. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 to 17, I'll continue the rest in second service. He said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a childhood. He said, continue thou in the things that you have learned, knowing of him where you have learned the thing. So it is important where you learn things. It is what? Important. Where you learn things. Where are you learning prosperity? Are you learning it in a business school? Or you are learning it in a management school? Or you are learning it in the church school, knowing where you are learning it. Are you getting it? Where you learn for it? Then he said, the verse 15, he goes to say, go to the next verse 15. And from thy childhood thou hast known the holy scriptures. And the holy scriptures has made thee wise unto salvation. Unto what? Salvation. Unto salvation. Unto salvation. Which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And then the verse 16 says that, for all scriptures are given by the inspiration, for it is profitable. And then the next verse says that the man of God will be thoroughly furnished, perfected unto every good work. I told you, God has showed me one day the number one leader of this nation will be be a part of this. And one of the things we need to, one of the group we need to look out for is our youth. Is what? Our youth. And hear me, every parent here, be concerned where your child is learning things. Knowing thou where you have learned. Be concerned where your daughter is learning things. Be concerned where your son is learning things. Praise the Lord. Be concerned. Where is he learning? Paul said, thou have known me. Go to the verse 40. He said, you have 14, please. But continue thou in all things where thou hast learned and hast been assured of whom, following, knowing of whom thou hast learned. 15. For when you do that, this from your childhood, you are able to know the Holy Scriptures, and that Holy Scriptures will make you what? Wise. 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 So if greatness can emerge from childhood, people must know the ways of God in becoming. In becoming. In becoming. When God showed me that I was sick, you have to be concerned. Be concerned where your child is learning things. Most of us parents, oh, my child is learning. My child, where is he learning what he's learning? Where? What sources is his learning material? What to make him wise is knowing the Holy Scriptures. What to raise the presidents and the great ministers and the great singers and the great men who serve God's purpose in industry, in politics, in all forms, in IT, in science, in medicine, is not the education from your childhood. You have known the Holy Word, Scriptures. So what is God's purpose for us in this season? It is a season for looking for the youth and developing them into the greatness God has ordained them for. Into the heart, greatness God has ordained them for. Into the greatness. Into the greatness. So if you're a parent here and we call for meetings for your child, encourage the person to be here. Don't sit there and be talking. That's your child. One day you'll be sitting there and he will sell you. You'll be crying in your room. You are calling your own daughter and he's not coming. That is where you will see that your daughter is somebody, but you are calling her, she's not hot. Because he has not been learned in the manner of God. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes some parents, when God is giving room to raise things in the life of your children, that tomorrow will be beneficial to them, they don't see. They are the ones who resist it because they lack understanding. Praise the Lord. So what is God's vision for us? Season for development of the young people. Season. So if you are young here, avail yourself for God, because there is a president in you. There is a first lady in you. There is that top businessman in the order of John D. Rockefeller in you. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? There is that great ministry in the order of my father, Bishop David Oyedepo, in the order of Billy Graham in you. Avail yourself.
There's that ministry to sing in the order of David.
In the order of what?
David. David, the psalmist. So it is time for youth development, which I want to encourage everybody. We'll be calling meetings. We'll be doing camps for the young ones.
Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? We will break it from 13 to 19, from 20 to 35. We will call meetings for these groups.
Your child is within 13 to 9. Avail yourself. Give order for that child to come as a mother, as a father. Don't be a discourager.
Praise the Lord. Are you here with me?
Give order. There is this meeting. Go.
Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. 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 Is it, you know,
one thing about prophets is that when you are close to a prophet, people take a lot of prophets for granted when you are close to them.
But you can die without not following a prophet. And you get,
any time problem has come to this world, it's not politicians who help you. It is prophets. There was hunger in Samaria. One prophet rose up. He didn't pray. He didn't do anything. He just, tomorrow by this time.
Tomorrow what?
By this time, there will be food.
The minister of agriculture said, if God will be, he said, you will see, you will eat.
It happened. It's all the time when there are problems in this world. It is not politicians. It is not scientists. It is prophets. These prophets that come up and give solutions to problems. Read your Bible. Anytime.
Praise the Lord.
So sometimes when you are close to, it's everywhere.
I heard reverence to saying it last 2 days.
People sometimes amazing. People that are close to anointed people, they take them for granted. Because they are too close. They are too close.
Are you getting it?
Yeah.
They sometimes see the nakedness of the prophet. So they do, this one. Who is Papa? Is he not my pastor? Familia agro. We can't cement it. Praise the Lord. Somebody's blessed. All right. Let me finish. Please, where is my time? How can we accomplish this vision?
The first thing is to embrace it. Embrace. Embrace. Embrace.
The word embrace means receive it. Receive it as God talking to you. Receive it. Embrace. He came to his own. His own did not embrace him.
John chapter 1 verse 10 to 12.
Embrace every word God is speaking to us this season. Receive it. Receive it. Embrace it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In receiving, you will command grace. In receiving, you have grace. In receiving, you have grace. In receiving, you have grace. So when you receive, listen up. This is how it is. When you receive, grace to do it is released. If you don't embrace, grace does not come. You receive, grace come. If you don't receive, grace passes. Grace to do anything we're able to do, it takes grace.
It takes what?
It takes grace. To be used to honor God by bringing people to God's house, it takes grace. You have to receive. Are you getting it?
Yes.
So embrace it, receive it. Number two, what do we have to do? We have to run with it for its delivery. Run. The vision that you have received, write it that he may run that reader. So when you are receiving, run for its delivery. Run. Start working it. 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 My life is going to honor the Lord. Start working it by bringing people to God's house. Start working it. I am going to avail myself as a youth to be developed as a parent. I'm going to encourage my son, my daughter, who is young, to be developed by God, to become who God has made him of to be. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Start working it. Start working it. Run. Run with the vision. Run with the vision. Run with the vision. Run. In the running, let me finish up with this statement. In your running, it takes your commitment to be able to run well. Everything we do for God requires some commitment. It requires what? Some commitment. Some commitment. Some commitment. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26 and 27, I therefore run, not as uncertain, so fight I in the air. Under my body and bring it into submission. So you need to commit some things. You need to be committed in some things. Bring your body under some subjection. I bring my body under subjection that I can run with it. I can run. I can run. I can run. So you need some commitment to be used by God to honor him by bringing people to church. You need some commitment. Staying home will not work it. Praise the Lord. Only praying will not work it. You must go out there. You must strategize and talk to people. Praise the Lord. Somebody's blessed. Embracing church families requires some commitment. You must leave the old mindset that my family is my wife, my children, and my husband. And now embrace that God also wants me to have a family in the church where I can see somebody in the church as a daughter, just like I see my biological daughter. Where I can see somebody in the church as a son, just like I see my own biological son. Are you here with me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just called somebody last week. I saw the boy. He just completed. He was roaming in the house. I just called him. I said, why are you not in school? He said, there's a list. I said, list. And you haven't come and say, go and call your mother. Just this week. You know, many people, your heart is not after people. Why are you roaming in the house? People, your mates, from one, from Kosku, one and MFA, they didn't have an MFA. He said there's a list. He said list. What list? Go and call your mother. I just called her, and she came and said, what is it? He said there's a list. I said, bring the list. I gave the list for her to go and buy the things, and he's gone to school. What is, somebody's roaming home because there is a list. A list. What is list? SSS list. An idea list. An idea list. But if I haven't seen him, nobody will see him. He'll be roaming about and he'll be there. But if he belongs to a church family, you will know. You will know. You will know. There, this sample is not last year. Just this week. Just this week. There's a list. There's a, what is on your heart?
What is on your heart? What is on your heart? So church, let's open our life in being running for its delivery. You have to be committed to something.
You are here this month and you want Jesus in your life. Somebody here needs to give his life to Jesus. Something might change in your life. You need that Jesus. I want to pray with you. You want to say Jesus will become your Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You want to say, I need Jesus. If I die today, I cannot make it to heaven because my life is not right. Lift your right hand and I'll pray with you. In somebody's life, say, Father, I thank you that you died on the cross for me. Today, I ask you, come into my life. Become my Lord and Savior. From today, I will follow you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.